I'd like to call the Health Education Welfare Committee meeting to order. I'd like to ask Representative Scott if he would give us the invitation, please.
Father God, we're so thankful for your blessing, Lord, for your love and mercy. Lord, we just ask to be with us, Lord, be with our nation. Lord, be with the leaders of the nation, Lord, just be with us and give us the wisdom and the guidance to make the best decisions for our citizens, Lord. Lord, we just ask all this in your name and believe that it will be done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Johnny Green.
Present.
Joyce Steer.
Present.
Dottie Barnett.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
And she got 5 present and 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes for October the 10th.
To approve the minutes with any necessary changes.
A motion by Representative Barnett to approve the minutes with any necessary changes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Roll call vote, please.
Dottie Barnett.
Yes.
Joyce Steer.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Rufus Scott.
Abstain.
I'm sure you got 3 in favor, 0 against, and 1 to abstain.
3 in favor, 0 against, and 1 to abstain. The minutes are approved with any changes. Now to order of business. Been asked to move NCA 16-185 to the top of the agenda. If anybody opposed to it? Not, we'll address NCA 16-185. A law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Gypsy Public School. Sponsor is Representative Hicks. The wish of this committee.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion by Representative Jennings for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. Discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Representative Rachel. Yes, I had the superintendent from Gypsy School here. I'd like to give her a few minutes to address any questions or concerns about this legislation.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Council members. Is there anything that you would like to ask? I'm here tonight on behalf of our coach from Gypsy Public School. It's my understanding he's put in a request for $2,000 so that we could use that to further our basketball program and get some new equipment, uniforms, etc. I know the tribe has been extremely kind to Gypsy Public School in the past, and I sincerely appreciate the support that you've given. And if you have any questions or if there's anything I can answer, I'd be more than happy to do so.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
Gypsy was the school where we gave you money for your gym?
No, ma'am, it was not for the gym.
Or what school was that?
That was amazing. Thank Wagner. Yeah, that was for their sports mats for their wrestling.
There was a school that we gave them money for the gym. I saw roof damage to the gym. I thought, is this the same gym that we helped you guys repair?
No,
okay.
Yeah.
No, it was on 48.
Madam Chair, may I ask? Mr. Barnett, they did give Gypsy School approximately $70,000 a couple years ago, but I think that was to assist financially to kind of keep the doors open.
Yes.
And then just to give you a little bit more information on the 2000. Actually, when Mr. Ty Allen approached me, he was requesting about $10,000 for a lot of basketball equipment. And through our discussion, finally got it down to around $2,000. And he was okay with that. From what he was telling me was there were still some issues with the school buildings and such, and it kind of ruined the equipment. And so on their basketball games, it's just for the kids to seventh and eighth grade, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And they don't generate a lot of revenue off of their gate money, which he uses for the equipment and such. So that's why he approached me and then through the council.
Yeah, I thought that was the first year on council that we gave him quite a bit of money. Okay, all right, thank you.
Is there any more questions? Ms. Dear.
So has your roof been fixed?
The gym roof has not been fixed, no. It has not. The issue that we came to the council with before was whether or not we were going to be forced to close our doors or forced to consolidate. The council was very kind and gave us $70,000 with the stipulation that we would have to revamp our budget in order to be able to go forward, and we have been able to do that. The gym is still in need of a lot of repair, but that is the next project that's on our agenda. We passed a bond issue last March, and after we completed the early childhood center, the remainder of that money is going toward repairs on the facilities. The first one on the list is the gym.
Any more questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Donnie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Be sent to BF&J. TR16-179, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the adoption of the updated hazard mitigation plan. Sponsors, Ms. Burnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Burnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings. Discussion? Are there any questions? Thank you for coming. Roll call vote, please.
Donnie Barnett?
Yes.
Joyce Deer?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is TR16-180, a tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation confirming the nomination of Shawnee Alexander Ross to serve as the Muscogee Creek Nation Secretary of Health. Sponsored, Ms. Barnett.
Motion due pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Jennings.
And motion to go into executive session.
Motion by Ms. Barnett to go into executive session. Second.
Second.
Second by Representative Scott. We are now in executive session.
For now, the council and the chief.